The second coming is depicted in many religious and indigenous traditions as the return of a Messiah, a divine avatar, shining ones, or creator gods who will root out evil and restore righteousness in human society. The second coming is most often associated with Jesus of Nazareth, who Christians believe is destined to return and usher in 1,000 years of peace and love. In the Islamic religion, Jesus is prophesied to return as Isa, who will accompany the Imam al-Mahdi to destroy the false Messiah and establish peace and justice throughout the world. In the Hindu religion, the 10th and final incarnation of Vishnu is prophesied to return as Kalki, who will end the corrupt era of human history called Kali Yuga and usher in the new golden age of Satya Yuga. In Buddhist prophetic literature, Maitreya is regarded as the 5th and final Buddha, who will return to restore the teachings of Gautama Buddha at a time when these are forgotten by most of the world.
In addition, there are prophecies concerning the return of the Anunnaki, the creator gods of ancient Sumer, who will restore humanity to its original divine blueprint and remove the long-ago implanted limitations. All these and many other religious and indigenous prophecies of the Second Coming depict the common themes of restoring peace, love, justice, and rooting out corruption.
All religions and indigenous traditions contain numerous references to divine beings, Elohim, shining ones, spirits or gods that in fact describe extraterrestrial visitors possessing advanced technologies interacting with primitive humans. In addition to advanced space travel technologies possessed by extraterrestrial visitors that made them appear to be all-powerful sky gods, the visitors could also use time travel, access space-time portals, and genetically modify their human subjects in virgin births. The offshoots of these genetic experiments, or divine human unions, were often described as children of the gods, who would go on to become powerful rulers, heroes, sages, or prophets.
In 2021, multiple contactees and military insiders revealed that the Seeders of Humanity had returned en masse in large fleets that have parked around Jupiter. The Seeder fleets contain members of about 24 highly evolved intergalactic civilizations that have played significant roles in genetically creating or modifying humanity, establishing early religions, and embedding prophecies of their future return in founding texts. The corrupt ruling class, known today as the Deep State or the Illuminati, know all about the prophecies and recent arrival of the Seeders who desire humanity to begin a new golden age. The Deep State is desperate to hide the truth from the rest of humanity and preserve its power for as long as possible with the aid of their own extraterrestrial allies.
The Deep State's desire to stay in power by hiding the truth about the Seeders' return helps explain why the US Congress has quietly rushed through legislation describing UFOs as an escalating national security threat. Meanwhile, White Hats in an Earth Alliance are meeting and making agreements with the Seeders, who continue to have the bulk of their motherships in Jupiter's orbit. The Earth Alliance wants to usher in a Star Trek future, which is why the James Webb Space Telescope is releasing photographs that show significant anomalies in Jupiter's orbit. As the Seeders continue to make themselves known to a slowly awakening public, the deep state is about to hatch their latest desperate plot. This plot involves staging their own contrived second coming, where a false flag alien attack or a dramatic holographically projected solar flare precedes a planetary rescue by the deep state and their extraterrestrial allies.
Many individuals will be encouraged to leave the planet on spacecraft belonging to the deep state and their alien partners to escape alleged cataclysms about to unfold. The planetary evacuation will, in fact, be a culling or harvest where individuals are taken to other worlds where they will be exploited. Meanwhile, those remaining on Earth, now unshackled by the departure of the deep state and their alien overlords, will enter a golden age of open contact, advanced technologies, spiritual development, and knowing the truth about our galactic history.
Learn more about what's to stunningly unfold, including Jesus of Nazareth's extraterrestrial connection and how this affects his prophesied second coming. How extraterrestrials are connected to the second coming depicted in Hindu, Buddhist, and Islamic traditions. Learn the latest about the return of Nibiru and the Enki faction of the Anunnaki. Find out the reaction of the opposing Enlil faction of the Anunnaki to the return of Enki and the Cedars. How solar activity is being mitigated by the Cedars to wake humanity up in a non-chaotic manner. The role of the James Webb Space Telescope in revealing the existence of extraterrestrial life and the arrival of the Cedars. Know the reason behind the possibility of millions disappearing worldwide as space-time portals begin opening, why a partial planetary evacuation is pending, and why solar flare activity may dramatically increase. Discover how a false flag alien event may be used as a contrived second coming. And understand the relationship between the second coming and the spiritual awakening of humanity.
Join Dr. Michael Sala, the world's leading authority on exopolitics, for an all-new 2.5-hour webinar intensive on September 24th, entitled The Prophesied Second Coming, ET Motherships, Webb Telescope, and Congressional Legislation. Get the latest insider information to help you wisely maneuver through these momentous times upon us. Don't wait. Register now at exopolitics.org.